As there is one continuing candidate, more than the number of seats left to be filled, I deem the following candidates to be elected without reaching the quota. Anne O'Sullivan and Angie Bailey.
So as we heard from Deputy Returning Officer Damien Ginty there, they've gone through everything and they have now, so the count 14 saw the distribution of Sam Knox votes and that saw 9 going to Angie Bailey, bringing her to 1,527. 20 of them went to Thomas McKellistrom, so 1,245. And 8 of them went to Anne O'Sullivan, bringing her to 1,251. So as it stands, that's all. As you can hear, there's great celebrations here, actually, as we're talking. They're delighted, I think, to finally get the result. So Anne O'Sullivan and Angie Bailey, so Anne O'Sullivan of Fianna Fáil and Angie Bailey of Fine Gael, both elected without reaching the quota. So the quota was 1,688. And obviously that sees then Tom McKellistrom being eliminated and not obviously gaining a seat in the Tralee local electoral area. So just to
Tom, listen, a tough day for you. How are you feeling right now?
Sure, look, I was disappointed I didn't get elected, but I suppose, look, there was a lot of positives because I was making a comeback. I was running this time as an independent candidate, a first-time independent candidate. It was always going to be a long, hard, tough road back, but look, I put up a great show. You know, I got votes in every boxes in throughout the electoral area. I got a great first count vote, and right down to the wire it went, and I think 6 votes only in the difference in the end, and sure, that's the way politics goes. I got edged out by just 6 votes, I'd say. And look, I know this game, I'm in it long enough, and there's, it's a game of swings and roundabouts. So it is. You know, my independent supporters and canvassers and family and friends, I mean, I audited in because there was a seat at stake. It was, like I say, single figures. It wasn't double figures or double digits. But sure, look, my father, I remember, lost in 87, but he ran in the next election and he was re-elected to the Dáil and got back in. And that's the way politics is, swings and roundabouts. So look, there's always another election around the corner, and look, today is not a matter of it's not a matter now for today maybe to be talking about it, but sure, look, obviously I'd consider my options, and there's, look, there's always another election.
Angie?
Quite mixed emotions, really. I think it'll take me for a while to process everything that's going around in my head at the moment, but thrilled and, you know, in awe and so incredibly grateful would probably be the ones that come to mind first. Mm.
And did you get any sleep at all last night? Because it must have been 3 o'clock by the time you left the count centre.
Yeah, and I went home and, you know, I'd left clothes on the line and they'd come in, they were soaking wet and, you know, the usual kind of things that have to be done. So it was late when I got to sleep. But I was up early, you know, a ball of stress, the nerves and, you know, I suppose all the anticipation of what today might bring. So, yeah, I was up early and, yeah, stomach is in complete knots. Well, it is an achievement for the team because me on my own wouldn't have done anything at all. But just the small team that we got together in Ballymac and a few from Tralee area, they just held me up. You know, I was sitting on the shoulders of giants and they supported me every step of the way, and they had knowledge and they had the kindness and they had the strength to bring me through this. So really, during the campaign, I was just the follower. I was the learner, and I hope now that I can do them all proud and do everybody who gave me a vote proud and do everybody who didn't vote for me but maybe... And
end. Now the real work begins, working on the issues and concerns that have been raised with me and that no doubt will be raised with me going forward as well, and advocating for the people of the Tralee electoral area, which is quite a huge area to cover, and the various you know, issues that are there, and to advocate on their behalf going forward to make sure that we have the best area in which to live.
And it must have been quite a night for you, because there was just last night, as we were wrapping up here in Radio Kerry, there was just 7 votes separating yourself and Tom McElhestrom for the last seat.
At that point last night, I think it was 20-3 when we eventually pulled out of here. I suppose my attitude throughout the whole process yesterday was, I won't say detached, but it was kind of like going back to my Leaving Cert day as such. I had the work done. The exam paper was sent, and it was up to the examiners then to correct it. I was just awaiting their verdict as such. And no matter how much, you know, pondering, thinking, worrying, you know, working out algorithms and all the rest, it wasn't going to change the outcome eventually. So it was just waiting, you know, the final result. And, you know, pulling out here 20-3 last night, all I was dying for was a cup of tea, and that's what we did. We sat around the kitchen table at home, had our cup of tea. It was after 4 when I went to bed. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Very good. Well, listen, go away and recharge the batteries and have a bit of a celebration for yourself, Anne. And we look forward to working with you and all the new councillors. And interestingly, just before we let you go, Deirdre Ferris was a bit of a lonely figure there as the sole female in the Tralee electoral area for the last 5 years. But now there's three
She's
women.
Well supported by the Ballymac women now. So she is.
Three women now.
The trinity of women.
The trinity of women. Yourself and Angie and Deirdre.
As the votes of Norma Moriarty exceed the quota, I deem her to be elected.
Say this, this is not you know, a sole pursuit. There's a team. There honestly is a team, a very big team that goes behind all of this. And you know, you'll constantly hear me referencing we, not I, because it is very much that team. And I'm particularly pleased for them, because they give off their time. It is entirely voluntary. We canvassed really, really well and widely in our core area, and it was very important to me that I was with every one of those teams as much as I possibly could, far more than I would have done in previous campaigns, because we would have had several teams and we would have divided up the areas. But I was determined to get to the vast majority of doors myself to meet people, and I think that was important. You know, it was very important, because you get a far greater understanding of the issues that people are dealing with. And I also found that, you know, people wanted to converse. They wanted, it wasn't a cursory, you know, call at the door, no problem, work away. They were really good, in-depth, meaningful conversations had, and that's beneficial.
And we spoke on the floor about 2 days ago, and you said you were very tired after a long campaign. You've had to wait 2 days now since then to be elected.